Blog Talk Radio.
Have a place to ask those questions that you have about your life and get the answers from your guidance, the answers that can actually help you to make those changes. If you want to learn more about making your changes in your life, you can check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. I also offer a 20-minute free discovery session for new clients, so that you can experience the work that I do firsthand and decide whether or not I am someone you want to work with. And as a bonus, you get to release some of those old issues that you've been hanging on to so you can move forward in your life. So check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And if you decide you want a discovery session, just click on the Schedule Now button. And it will take you to the booking page, and you can put this wherever it fits into your life, and we can start to make those changes. Today's show is on releasing the past. And that's one of those things that so many people have issues with because, frankly, we've been conditioned all of our lives to believe particular things. And the conditioning you use depending on the family and situations that you grew up in. But you don't have to stay stuck in any of that. You can begin to release those things to create more freedom and movement in your own life because you really are the one creating everything you experience. And just the thought of that makes some of you go, oh my gosh. And that's okay. All right, let's go to our first caller from area code 718. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Mindy from New York.
Hello, Mindy. What can I do for you?
I wonder if you could answer this. I feel very connected, spiritually changed. I had a near death 2 years ago. And I feel open and ready. Things just don't want to budge right now. So I wonder, I guess timing, this is what I feel. Timing is out of our hands. You agree with that?
Not really.
Okay, good. Good. Give me some insight. I love it. Good. I don't want you to agree.
Okay. Well, you know that we are the ones that create everything that we experience in our lives. So even the near-death experience that you had was something that you, on some level, decided you needed to have. It may have been like a kick in the pants for you, but it was something that you felt the need for.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you've reached a point where you're ready for things to change and they're not changing, and you're ready to investigate what it is you actually believe that's in your way. Because it's not a matter of the time. The divine creator doesn't actually deal with time, not the way we do. You know, we think, okay, you know, next Tuesday God will decide that it's okay for me to do this, and God doesn't think about next Tuesday. The only moment is now. And mm-hmm. So you are realizing that there are things within you, and these are beliefs that you have, and they came from a variety of places, that are actually not letting you step forward. Mm-hmm. So now we can work on releasing those beliefs. So what is it that you believe?
I don't know. I believe that I should have already moved. I tried to put my house up for sale. I visited the place 6 times. I fell in love with it. My children were on board. Everything was ready. And I just can't make it happen. The jobs close up in front of me. The house, a neighbor decided to put his up immediately after I did. So that made a conflict. I just can't seem to make it work. I don't know what my subconscious thought is. I love it there. I look forward to it. I don't know. And I'm usually very insightful, and I can pin it out. I detached from here, although I'm making the best of it. You know, now I said, oh, I better reattach a little if I can't get out. I don't know. I can't find the block in me.
Okay, so what they're showing me is that this move is more than just a move. This is, it's kind of like a whole new life for you, and that there are parts of you. They're showing me these little images of these, I'm not sure how to describe it, but it's like you have these little people who are hanging on to your ankles and digging in their heels. They're not letting you move because they don't know what's going to happen. They know what's going to happen the way things are now because that's how they've been. They're comfortable with that, but you're trying to make it something new, and they're saying, we're not going to go. We're just not going to go. So is there anything that, any kind of fear that you're aware of about moving?
No, and in fact, my kids keep questioning me, you sure you're going to do this, Ma? And, you know, they want to really go. Like, my daughter's like, get me out of here. I want to go there. And I don't know. If it is on their part, it could be subconscious, the fear, of course. You know, I mean, they're 17 and 23, so I don't know. But verbally, they're the ones pushing me. So, I don't know. I would think, well, what you're saying, the only thing would fit is if they feel that way and they're not verbalizing it or not even aware. Other than that...
Well, no, it's not them that I'm seeing. It's you.
No, I want to go. I want to go somewhere.
Do you identify with where you are now?
Not anymore. I'm kind of growing out of it. I mean, in some ways, like my job is okay, but that's about it.
Okay. So would you like to do some infinity healing so we can clear out whatever it is that guidance shows me needs to be cleared out, and you can step out there in life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So we are now activating the infinity healing energy, and if you would like to receive it, say yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just going to basically ask you questions. When you say yes, I'm going to tell you to breathe. Infinity healing is a direct connection between you and the Creator, God, whatever name you like to use. And once you say yes and this energy starts to flow, it will continue to flow until whatever it is that you've said yes to has been taken care of. So this isn't just going to stop when the phone conversation stops. It can run for days, weeks, years, months, whatever it is that you need in order to completely and totally release the blocks, the fears, whatever they are. Do you have any questions before we begin?
No.
Okay. All right. So would you like an infinity healing to release the false belief that you need to stay where you are now, because that is a part of who you are, and if you move, you will no longer be you? If so, say yes.
Yes, but I'm already gone. But okay, yes.
Okay, take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing to bring you clarity about whatever it is that you're not seeing about this situation, so that you can be completely aware and let go of anything that you need to let go of so you can move forward in your life? If so,
yes.
Say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for cutting the cords to all that stuff from the past that in any way, shape, or form is holding you back from your future? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And would you like an infinity healing to wake you up to your own life? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing to show you what your career path should be in case it's actually changing, and that's why jobs are disappearing, because you're not looking where you're actually going? If so, say yes.
Yes, that's
pretty
important.
Nice deep breath.
Yeah.
Would you like an infinity healing to allow yourself to spread your wings and fly? If so, say
yes.
Yes. Three nice deep breaths. Okay. How do you feel?
Good. I feel like that point that you made about the job, that hit a spot more than the other things.
Okay.
Maybe that's a block.
Maybe so. So, do you love what you do?
I do.
Okay.
But I'd have to find a way to do it where I'm going, because it's far, and I'd have to start over. And I don't mind that, but I'd have to. That's the only have to. You know, I'd have to get work. And so far, I haven't been able to lock in on something that would, you know, be good enough. Let me say it that way. So maybe that's what it is. I have to find a job.
Yeah. That could be a big part of it. Let's see if they want to clear about that. Okay. So would you like an infinity healing to release any beliefs, any programming in you that says you will never be able to find work where you're getting paid what you're getting paid now? It's just not going to be the same. You're going to have to struggle. You're going to have to start at the bottom. No one's going to know who you are. It's going to be a pain in the butt. It says
mm-hmm.
a yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are always attracting into your life exactly what it is that you desire? And so just allowing yourself to picture the job that's going to be exactly what you want, paying exactly what you want, working with people that you're absolutely going to love, is going to allow you to attract that into your life. If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for completely and totally releasing any false beliefs that say there need to be any kind of difficulties whatsoever about employment? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. Okay, how do you feel?
I hope all those blocks get moved.
Well, it's happening.
Okay, that would be great. So I am ready to go.
So is there anything else about the whole idea of moving that's stirring up anything in you?
Excitement, joy, destiny, all good feelings about going.
Good. Wonderful. Well, let me check in one more time and see if there's anything else I want us to do. Okay, would you like an infinity healing to allow your identity as mom to evolve as you move forward in your life? Let's go say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for opening up and allowing yourself to always put yourself first and to accept that everybody else is just fine, God's going to watch over them, and you don't need to rescue anyone? So say yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for opening you up to trusting your own intuition, your own gut, so that you can always make the best possible choice, even if it's totally different from what you expected? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how does all that feel? Wonderful. Well, I don't see anything in your way now. They're showing you that you're on your path and everything is just going great. So, I think you're moving.
I sure hope so. This would be great. But I wonder about the timing. But I think I just have to wait and see. You know, it'll happen when it happens.
So would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are always in the right place at the right time, meeting the right people, and everything is always perfect?
Yes.
Yes. And three nice deep breaths.
Yes.
Great. Anything else?
I think that's good.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well,
I appreciate
you enjoy, you know, just moving forward in your life, because it's going to be a wonderful adventure. You're going to enjoy it.
Yes, I plan to, definitely.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming, Mindy.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So everybody is actually moving forward in their lives. This isn't just if you're actually planning a big move or anything like that. In every moment, you are making choices about who you are, about what you are experiencing, about what you are creating. And so when you are focusing on those things that you desire, the things that your heart calls out for, and you are allowing those things to come true in your life, that's how it happens. A lot of people get into this wanting. I want this, I want that. And the only thing about that is, remember that when you are wanting, you are not having. Because they're not the same. So if you are constantly in the energy of this is what I want, this is what I want, this is what I want, and you're never saying this is what I have, then you're actually keeping it away from you. It's when you start having. And how can you have if you don't have? Well, you can have by feeling the energy that you feel when you have it. And for some people, that just seems completely and totally ridiculous, but it actually works. When you allow yourself to feel the energy of having what you desire, of having that perfect job, of having that perfect home, of just being in that energy of having it, then that is the energy you are putting out into the universe. And the universe is always giving you more of the energy that you are putting out into the universe. So it's not really about the things that you say. It's about what you feel. And so if you feel like you have that perfect job and you just allow yourself to just bask or wallow in those feelings, and just feel how wonderful it is, how incredible it is, then you are putting out that energy that says, this is me, this is what I want, and you are attracting to you more of that same energy. That's how the law of attraction works. We attract into our lives what we are putting out into the world. So if you are putting out into the world the wonderful feeling of having, then you are going to get to have. And if you are expressing your gratitude for all of that wonderful stuff that you are having, then you are going to get to have even more and more and more. So notice what it is you feel. And when you're looking at releasing the past, notice what you feel about that. Are there some things about the past that you really just feel kind of yucky about? Those are the things that you need to cut the ties to, because it's that yuckiness that you're hanging on to, and it's that yuckiness that you don't want. So you can ask Archangel Michael to come and the cords that you have attached to the past, or any situation or any people or whatever it is that you want to be separate from, and allow him to cut those cords. Know that he will never, ever, ever cut any cords that are based in pure love. It's just not possible. And that the cords that he cuts are the cords that actually entangle you, that tie you down, that keep you from stepping forward, having the things that you want to have, allowing your life to be more. So it's really up to you. We really are the ones that create everything that we experience. And so if you really look at what it is that you're creating and decide whether or not you actually want to keep creating that, because that's part of your power, that's part of your choice, you're not stuck with anything or anyone or any situation. That's just one of those programming things that was put into us that says, you're stuck, you can't move. And we believe it. And as a result, we get stuck, we can't move. But if you start releasing those beliefs, then there's nothing holding you back. Then you can be more than you ever imagined. I was working with my guidance earlier today on my life. Because for the last day or so, I've been wondering what it was that I was holding on to, because I felt that there was something there. And my logical mind was not coming up with answers. And I know better than to even ask my logical mind, but it's part of the programming. And so I finally just sat down and I said, okay, I'm going to clear this, and you guys just tell me what to say. It's kind of like what I do with you when you call in. I don't logically think of what I'm going to say that you need to clear. I just ask my guidance to let it flow. But I don't always do that with myself. And so they give me little reminders so I can make different choices, and I make the different choices. But I was clearing myself based on the guidance that I was getting. And it's made such a huge difference. I mean, just for me, for today, I'm feeling so much better, so much lighter, so much more energetic, really, than I was feeling when I woke up, because I am letting things go. And that's what happens with each and every one of us when we are releasing those things that we've been hanging on to. When we are allowing ourselves to move forward in our lives, when we are opening up to the guidance that is there for us. They don't just guide me, they guide everybody. If you ask, that's the important part. You have to ask. And then the other important part is you need to listen. Or see or feel or however it is they connect with you. Because the second you ask, you are getting your answer. And that always just tickles me whenever I do that, you know, because I'll ask the question, and before I finish the question, they're starting the answer. I'll ask, okay, what is it that I need to clear? And immediately the phrasing of the infinity healing will start flowing into my mind. And I'm thinking, okay, I just did one, and I have to breathe three times before I move on to the next one. And they're like, no, just keep going. And so I do. When we allow ourselves to get into that flow of that energy from God clearing us and assisting us, then there are no limits. I mean, God doesn't have all of those limits that we have placed on ourselves, like the limit of time. There is no limit of time. That's something that we have created. That's something that we believe because people have taught us that. And we trusted those people that taught us, you know, these limitations because they were bigger and older and authority figures. And so we said, okay, they must know what they're talking about. And the truth is that so often they don't know what they're talking about. They are just reciting to you what has been recited to them, which was what was recited to wherever it is that taught them. We need to let go of that whole perception that there are those people out there that know more than we do, because they don't. Everybody has equal opportunity to access the wisdom of the universe, the wisdom of the Creator, the wisdom of God, whatever terminology you want to use. Everybody has access. Everybody is plugged in. Everybody is a part of that to you. And there's no way for you to disconnect yourself from God. If you did, you wouldn't exist. It's just not possible. So let yourself start tapping into that energy. Ask the questions that you have. Ask for insights through your dreams or whatever it is that you are willing to allow yourself to be shown. And if you doubt it completely and totally, then do ask for them to work with you through your dreams. Because when you're asleep, you let down those walls, you let down those barriers that you keep in place while you're awake, when your logical mind is saying, this is the only thing that is possible. And when you're asleep, you know that anything is possible. You've had dreams where amazing things happen, and they happen instantaneously, and it makes absolutely no sense. Because, frankly, your logical mind is not involved. Getting past that logic is an important part of stepping into you, stepping into your truth, stepping into your life, and creating the things that you desire. So you don't ever have to be stuck. In fact, it's absolutely impossible for you to be stuck unless, of course, you believe that you are stuck, in which case you have done the impossible, and that shows you how incredible that you are, because the only one holding you back is you, and that's always true. The only one who's ever holding us back is us. It's those beliefs, that programming. All the things that we were taught, and we say, okay, yeah, I believe it. You're saying it, and I believe it. And you reach a point in your life where you don't need to believe it, because you realize it's absolutely not true for you. It may be true for everybody else on the planet, but that doesn't mean that it has to be true for you. You get to decide what you want to believe. You get to decide who you want to be. You get to decide what's possible in your life. The only one you are responsible for is you. And each person is responsible for themselves. And each person is a work in progress. So no matter what you think about somebody else's life, it's okay. It's exactly what they need in order to become who they are becoming. So you don't need to fix them. You don't need to save them. You don't need to change them. You don't need to whack them over the head and beat some sense into them because they're okay. We really get into these belief systems that say that we have to do this for these poor people. We can't turn our backs on these poor people, or we're bad people. And it's those kinds of beliefs that actually hold us back in our own lives. Because when we are taking the time that we should be spending on changing us, on becoming the incredible, beautiful beings that we are meant to be, and we are instead shoving our beliefs down the throats of these poor people, we are saying you are too stupid to know what it is you need to do in order to fix your life, so I'm going to fix it. Better be grateful. And then we're wondering why they don't seem to really appreciate what we're doing. They don't really seem to value us. Well, why should they? We don't value them. We are looking down on them. We're treating them like they're less. And we're expecting them to look up at us and go, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Really? Would you do that? If someone was trying to shove their beliefs down your throat, would you be saying, oh, thank you, give me more, give me more? You wouldn't. You'd be saying, leave me alone. My life. I'm making my own choices. You screwed up your life. I'm not going to let you screw up mine. That's what we need to let go of. All of that stuff from the past that says we're supposed to be a particular way, because we're not supposed to be any particular way. We are making our own choices in every moment. We are creating who we are in every moment. But who are you creating yourself to be? What kind of life are you creating for you to have? You have all of these beliefs that say you're never going to have enough? In which case, welcome to the world of lack, because that is what you are creating. Okay, they want me to do an infinity healing about that, because that's such a big issue for so many people. So, all you have to do is say yes. Even if I'm working with someone else, if it's an issue that you feel is an issue in your life, if you say yes, then that energy is flowing to you too. Because God doesn't limit who gets to heal. Anyone is willing to say yes. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that there is not enough? Enough money, enough time, enough jobs, enough homes, enough whatever it is that you might believe that there's not enough of. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are enough? You are more than enough. And there is always enough. And God loves you so much, blesses you with more than enough. And so say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Well, I can feel that energy rise. And if you can feel it, that's fine. And if you can't feel anything, that's fine. Because everybody is different, and you're not supposed to feel what I feel. Because you're not me, and I'm not you. And that's part of the beauty of it all. Okay, let's see if there's anything else I want me to do about that. Would you like an infinity healing for opening the gates, breaking the chains, releasing yourself, tearing down the walls that kept you in the world of lack? So say yes. Yes. And take a nice deep breath. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting abundance? Abundance of anything that you desire, and giving yourself the complete freedom to have what you desire. Let's just say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. I feel so much better. It's really about feeling. Like I said, if there's something that you want to have, allow yourself to feel it. Allow yourself to feel the joy, to feel the love, to feel whatever it is, so that you are attracting more of that feeling into your life. Sometimes it seems to be so difficult for us. Sometimes we just get so caught up in thinking that we don't have something, that we want it. Oh, I just want it. My heart longs for it. I just want it. I want it. I want it. And that wanting just makes us feel like crap. And the more we feel like crap, of course, the more that crappy feeling we're inviting into our lives. So it just takes us deeper and deeper and deeper. And I think that that's what a lot of people who are experiencing depression are actually doing, because they are feeling that loss, that longing, that whatever it is that's missing from their lives. And the more they feel it, the more they're attracting it. And the more they attract it, the more they feel it. And so it's like they're taking themselves deeper and deeper and deeper into a hole. And they don't know how to turn it around. And all they need to do is start feeling what they actually desire. Feeling that they have it, feeling the joy of having it, feeling the incredible freedom of moving forward in their lives and stepping out there, being fulfilled, of being happy, and allowing themselves to feel that, because the more they feel that, the more they're creating that, and the better they feel. We really are incredible at creating what we experience. Even when we don't recognize that we're doing it. We know more than we know that we know. We always have. We always will. Because we have that connection with God, the Creator, our guidance. And they are always there for us. Now, they don't shove things down our throat. They don't force us to do anything. Because we have freedom. Just like when I was talking about, you know, we have to manipulate these poor people. Well, no, we can treat them the way our guidance treats us. We can say, okay, if you need something, let me know. And then leave them alone. And if they need something, they'll come and they'll let you know. If they ask for something, then you assist them. If they don't ask, leave them alone. That's so contrary to so much of what we were taught. You know, we were taught to be busybodies, to be nosy, to get into other people's business and figure out what's going on with them so that we can fix them. Imagine how awful it would be if we had all of these angels and divine beings and the people who passed over and everything always coming up to us in our lives, telling us, oh, no, you should have done that. You should have done this. Why didn't you listen to me? You know I know better than you are. You are so stupid. That's just how we actually treat other people quite often. Imagine how you'd feel if your guidance was doing that with you. Would you appreciate that? Would that make your life better in any way, shape, or form? No, it wouldn't. You'd resent it. You'd be pushing them away. And instead, our guidance is there. They're not intrusive. They only come when we ask. They provide us with what we ask for. And yeah, they do leave us little subtle hints, you know, about different choices that we can make. But usually it's because we've asked. If we asked to have our lives change, if you were getting down on your knees every night and praying, God, please change my life, then you've asked. And they are answering. Are you listening? Are your eyes opening? Are you hearing? It's funny how the ways that they answer our questions. I often hear, you know, about people who suddenly, you know, find a book and it's open to a particular page. And if they actually read that page, the answer to their question is right there. A lot of people will, you know, ask and ask and ask, and things will be right there in front of them. There will be billboards that suddenly have an answer to your question, even though you've read that billboard 1,000 times before. But now that you've asked this question, the answer's there. But you don't read the billboard. A book will fall open. You shut it and put it back on the shelf. You don't read the page. Someone will make a comment that kind of clicks in your head, and you'll just dismiss it. Say, oh, that was nothing. You ask, but you don't allow yourself to receive. It's the same thing with abundance, with money, with whatever it is that you feel that you want to have more of in your life. You'll ask for it, and opportunities will come, and you'll push them aside. We often have, like, these little blinders on, like the little horses with the little blinders that they can only see the way they're supposed to go, and they can't see anything else because it would just be distracting. And we get to be like that. And our blinders are our expectations. We ask a question and we expect that we know exactly what the answer is going to look like. And so that is what we are looking for, that thing that we have decided. This is what they're going to bring to me, and this is how it's going to look, and I don't want to see anything else. Guidance doesn't work that way. When you ask a question, they answer you, and they answer you in so many different ways, and they answer you over and over and over and over and over, because opportunity doesn't just knock once with them. It keeps knocking until you finally get that that's your answer. So take off the blinders. Let go of the expectations. And we're supposed to do a little infinity healing for that. So, would you like an infinity healing for you to let go of your expectations and assumptions of how things are going to happen when you ask for divine assistance? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. How would you like an infinity healing for accepting that your guidance, your angels, your guardians, all of those people who have passed over and who are working to assist you in your life are always answering your questions? They are always bringing you what you've asked for, and it's okay for you to see, to hear, to feel, to understand the answers. And so say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And just give yourself the freedom to be who you are, to create your own life. And that's what it's all about. That's what you're all about. I've always had a sense that what I wanted most in life was freedom. And so I thought that the thing I had the least was freedom. It's because I wanted it. I wanted it, and I looked under every rock, every bush, and every blade of grass. I was looking for the freedom, and I could not find it until I recognized I had it, and I started to feel it, and I started to live it. became true for me. So what is it that you are not allowing yourself to feel? What is it that you will keep looking for? Everywhere you go, you're looking for it. What is it that you're not allowing yourself to see? God is within you. You are within God. And so God wants you to have everything that you desire. Because that's what God desires for you. Stop playing so small. Stop limiting yourself. Stop thinking that you can't because. That's all the crap that you were taught by all those people who lived their small little lives, who thought that if I live small, I'm going to be safe, and no one and nothing will ever hurt me. Well, you know, that's not true. Otherwise, there wouldn't be books out there that say, why do bad things happen to good people? Frankly, it's because they believe that bad things are going to happen to them. That's one of our beliefs. We believe that things can only be good for so long and then something bad has to happen. That's the belief. That's not the truth. You don't have to stick with that belief. You can have a life that gets better and better and better and better and better and better and better. And it doesn't ever have to have the other shoe drop, the bad things happen. Whatever those beliefs are that are playing out in your life, you can let that go. You can have more. And then you can have more than the more that you already have. And you can even have more than that. And you can have more than that. There's no limit to what is possible. And if you don't believe that, look around you. Look at the people who live lives that you consider to be totally and completely lives of quiet desperation. People who have sunk to levels that you have never imagined. Created. Now look at the people who have achieved things that you have never even dreamed of. People who just seem to instantly manifest whatever it is that they really want to have in their lives. That's also possible for you. Anything that anyone else has achieved, you can achieve too. Because God doesn't play favor. Everybody has access to all of the knowledge, all of the wisdom, all of the power, all of the freedom, everything, including you. I have Archangel Michael come and cut those ties to all that garbage from the past. You have to have your eyes open. Ask to see what's really there, to be shown the opportunity, the amazing gift that are right there for you right now in your life. Start saying yes and thank you. Start allowing yourself, your life, to get better and better. And better. And remember, you really are the most important person in your life. There is no one else in your life who should come before you. And I'm even talking about your children. They are not more important than you are. Now, I'm not telling you to open the window and hush your kid out or anything like that. But imagine that if you are always taking care of all of these other people and you are never taking care of yourself, and one day you die. Okay, who's going to take care of them now? You decided that they were more important than you, and now they don't have you, and they don't know how to do anything because you did everything. Does that really make sense? Is that really what you want? Think about it. Okay, I'm going to a caller from an unknown area code. Hi, who's this?
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. My name is Sheila, and I have a question for you. In the near future, I'm not too sure right now if I want to, you know, have kids, or if I want to have kids, or I do not want to have kids. However, my future husband, do you see him wanting to have kids, or is like, if we have them, we have them. If we don't, we just don't.
Isn't this a conversation you've had with him?
No.
Why not?
I'm sorry?
Why not?
No. Oh, no, 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 no. I don't have a boyfriend right now. But I'm just
asking. Okay.
Yeah, I'm single right now. No, 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 no.
All right. Well, that makes more sense then. Okay. Well, let's see. First of all, you don't just have one future possibility for a mate. You actually have several.
Yeah.
And so you can ask each one of them that same question and go with the one that feels right for you. You have the potential to have children. You have the potential to have between 0 and 4 children is what I think. So
0 and 4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go through life
I think that's what
any.
I'm thinking.
That's fine.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
Your guidance is like, you know, it she can create this however she wants to. And she
really?
Can choose any of these guys and decide, you know, maybe this one's really cute and you want to have a little version of him, you know. So you might want to have a baby so that it will look like the daddy.
Yeah. I'm just deciding, okay, no, because what it is that I have to have a surgery soon. So the surgery, I just have to decide, do I want kids? It all depends on which surgery I take, you know. There's one surgery I can definitely have kids, and there's another surgery where I cannot have kids. So I just have to figure out which route that I want to take, and right now I'm just making doctor's appointments to see several doctors, and I'll come up with my answer. But I'm just saying, if I don't want to do something and I meet someone that I really care for and we really love each other and he wants to have a child and I'm unable to give him a child, you know, that could mess with the relationship, and I don't want that to happen.
Well, they're saying that you will always have choices. You know, even if you decide to go with the surgery that's going to prevent you from having children in the future, their adoption and, you know, other ways of having children, or he may already have kids, you know. They're also saying that you would make a wonderful mother, so if you're worried about that, they say let that go. You'd do great at it. And they want you to decide what feels right in your own heart.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for, what feels right. Right now, I'm definitely open. You know, I have to start visiting doctors as of this week. So I think I'll make my decision within the next few business days exactly what I want to do.
You know, just take some time and
I have at least 6 weeks.
Within.
Yeah. That's what I'm going
ask
to do. Actually,
guidance.
Yeah.
Ask your guidance to give you clarity. Okay, they want us to do that. So, would you like an infinity healing for allowing yourself to have clarity around the whole situation of having children and your future life? If so, say yes.
Yeah, I want clarity. I think that's what it is. I just want clarity. If I'm able to, then we have it, we have. We don't, we don't. I just don't want to do something where I know my answer. I already know that, okay, I cannot have, you know, produce children. You know, I know I can have a kid, definitely, but there's a surgery that I need to take. So that's more of, I mean, I'm a little scared, don't get me wrong, but I think I'm just going for clarity. I just want to be able to make my own decision when it comes to this. So if we can, we can. If we don't, we don't. Or, you know what, I might be too busy and decide, even if I can't, I can definitely have a kid, but I just don't have time to have a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you always have those choices in your life. And you should find yourself having more clarity around it now, because that's what we asked for, and so that's what God is bringing you now. So just
notice
what's coming up and see how it feels.
All right. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, great.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. So, clarity is an important thing. It's something that we're always looking for. We always want to have a clear understanding. And there's something about letting go. You need to understand the things that are not understandable. There are some things that happen sometimes in our lives that really defy logic. There is no logical explanation. And don't get caught up in believing that you have to be able to figure it out, because some things you just don't figure out. They just are. So allow yourself to experience life fully and completely without having to have it logically make sense. Because that logic stuff will kind of trip you up and cause all kinds of problems. So sometimes you just need to step away from logic, because not everything is logical, nor is it meant to be. There are miracles, there's magic, there's beauty, there's incredible things that can occur in your life that have no beyond logic. Move into your heart, move into the wisdom, the guidance that you receive. Okay, we're about out of time. My guest on Friday will be DC Love. Yes, I think it will be DC Love. And she's a wonderful, amazing woman. And I invite you to come and from her and just experience her beautiful energy. And if you have any questions for me, send them to barbara.healing@gmail.com. And I'll be sure to send you an answer. This is your life, and now you get to decide what it is that you are creating. And let it be fun. Let it be a wonderful, incredible adventure filled with abundance and joy and love and all of the things that you truly desire. It's over and done, and there is no reason why you need to keep living there. But step into now and be who you really are. Thanks so much for listening, and I will talk to you again on Friday.